Walk into your bedroom right now and notice how you feel. Does the space embrace you or drain you? That pile of unread books on your nightstand? The photograph from a relationship that ended badly? The mirror reflecting clutter? Each element is speaking a language most of us have forgotten how to hear. Your environment isn't just a backdrop to your life. It's an active participant, constantly broadcasting messages that shape your mood, relationships, and possibilities. This is the revolutionary premise at the heart of feng shui. Everything around you pulses with energy, and learning to work with this energy can transform not just your space, but your entire existence. That couch you're sitting on isn't just fabric and wood. It's alive with energy called qi. This isn't mystical mumbo jumbo, but a practical framework for understanding why certain spaces feel nurturing while others leave you exhausted. Every object in your home carries an energetic imprint, the memories associated with it, the intentions of its makers, the emotions of previous owners. Your grandmother's rocking chair doesn't just occupy physical space, it radiates the warmth of countless bedtime stories or perhaps the sadness of her final years. Consider Susan, whose depression persisted despite her beautiful bedroom. The breakthrough came when she realized all her furniture had been purchased during her painful divorce. Each piece, a daily reminder broadcasting failure and heartbreak. When she replaced them, her emotional landscape shifted almost immediately. This principle invites us to become conscious curators rather than passive accumulators. What we call decorating is actually creating environmental affirmation surroundings that mirror our highest aspirations rather than our worst moments. Everything exists within an invisible web of influence. That argument in the kitchen didn't evaporate. Its energy still colors every meal. Unpaid bills broadcast constant financial anxiety. A dripping faucet symbolically represents resources slowly leaking away. Think of your home as an ecosystem where every element affects the whole. Just as removing one species from a forest creates ripples throughout the food chain, changing one aspect of your environment sends waves through all areas of your life. This explains why organizing your closet might suddenly improve your career prospects, or why repainting your bedroom could enhance your relationships. We often treat our homes like museums preserving who we used to be, but feng shui embraces a fundamental truth. Change is constant, and resistance creates stagnation. Ever returned from a transformative vacation and suddenly seen your home with alien eyes? These magic moments occur when your inner growth outpaces your outer environment. Your home should dynamically reflect your evolving self, not remain a static shrine to past preferences. Whether through major renovations or small adjustments, fresh flowers, rearranged furniture, seasonal textiles, updating your surroundings keeps energy flowing. This principle liberates us from perfectionism's tyranny. Your home needn't achieve some final ideal state because you're constantly transforming. The practice is deceptively simple. Surround yourself only with things you genuinely love. This single question, "Do I love this?" transforms your relationship with possessions from mindless accumulation to mindful curation. When circumstances force temporary compromises, don't resign yourself. Drape that roommate's depressing couch with a beautiful throw. Place beloved objects near furniture you can't yet replace. Living with what you love creates a powerful feedback loop. When your surroundings authentically reflect your values, you feel genuinely at home comfort that radiates outward, affecting how you interact with others and approach daily life. While Instagram-worthy aesthetics dominate design culture, feng shui prioritizes safety and comfort before beauty. Sharp furniture corners, slipping rugs, or inadequate lighting create physical danger and psychological stress. Your nervous system remains subtly vigilant, unable to fully relax. The command position represents a crucial comfort principle. Arrange beds, desks, and primary seating so you can see the door without being directly aligned with it. This honors our evolutionary need to monitor surroundings while feeling protected. When you can't see who's entering, your nervous system stays activated. It's why you instinctively choose the restaurant booth facing the entrance. Comfort extends beyond safety to ergonomics and emotional ease. A stunning chair causing back pain contradicts its purpose, as do formal rooms where you're afraid to sit. When you prioritize safety and comfort, your environment becomes a pathway for happiness rather than a dam blocking it. This isn't about creating a padded room devoid of style. It's ensuring beauty serves life rather than leaving you tense in your own home. In our culture of abundance, simplifying becomes essential for healthy energy flow. Not all clutter is equal. Active chaos, an artist mid-project with materials in productive disarray, represents engaged creativity, while passive chaos, unopened mail, forgotten projects, things kept just in case, signals avoidance and blocked energy. When clearing possessions, ask, do I love this? Do I need this? Does it reflect who I am now? Am I keeping this out of obligation or guilt? Clearing clutter creates energetic pathways for new opportunities. People consistently report that after releasing old possessions, new job offers, relationships, or creative inspirations suddenly appear. One woman cleared her garage of her ex-husband's abandoned belongings. Within 2 weeks, she met someone new. This applies equally to hidden spaces, cluttered closets, and overstuffed drawers affect your entire home's energy. Organizing these areas creates integrity where private spaces match public ones, translating into personal wholeness. The Bagua map divides your home into 9 life areas: wealth, fame, love, health, center, children, knowledge, career, and helpful people. Create yours by drawing your floor plan from above, placing the entrance at the bottom, and dividing the space into 9 equal sections like a tic-tac-toe board. The power lies in specificity. Career struggles? Check the career area, center front, for clutter or negative imagery. Seeking love? The love area, far right, might need romantic imagery, paired objects, or warm colors. One client with a smoking habit had unknowingly placed a cigarette-shaped cactus in her health area. Another, whose husband overworked, had hung a painting of a forlorn waiting woman in their love area. When replaced, both situations improved dramatically. The Bagua map reveals how environments unconsciously mirror internal challenges, transforming it from a decorating tool into an instrument for self-reflection and intentional living. The final principle addresses our tendency to postpone harmony. I'll organize when I have more time. I'll create a beautiful bedroom after we move. These delays prevent us from experiencing feng shui's benefits. Now the only moment we actually inhabit. By enhancing your current living space, however humble or temporary, you energize your goals immediately. One client preparing to move first enhanced her small apartment, which clarified what she wanted and attracted the perfect property within weeks. Feng shui isn't about perfection, but creating an ongoing, loving relationship with your environment. Each conscious choice strengthens this relationship and enhances daily life. In a world that constantly pulls our attention outward, feng shui invites us home, not just to our physical houses, but to ourselves. Your environment isn't separate from your life. It is your life made visible. Every object, color, and arrangement either supports who you're becoming or anchors you to who you've been. Walk through your home with new eyes and ask, does this space reflect the life I want to live? If not, you hold the power to change it, and in changing your space, you change everything.